You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers.
Can we move the studio to Miami?
By Progressive Insurance. You trying to move to Miami now?
I'm just saying. I mean, Key got his toes out. Can we have our toes out?
Let's take it down south. Yeah, Miami, it's hopping. Ooh, it's in Miami
popping.
Now.
It's popping, Key, in Miami. What's up?
Yeah, it's... A wild offseason in the NFL, that's for sure. Every whether day. It's in broadcasting or in football. A lot of people are changing teams.
Every day. Every day it's something.
Yeah, you wild one for that.
Well, it's true.
It is true.
I know it's true.
Like I said, it's just every day. It's something new every day. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get off the show and take my nap. And right around 10:30, 11, all this stuff start happening, you know? And wake up, it's like, damn, he got traded?
Yeah, the whole – but by the way, we're going to get to the AFC West, which is bananas, right? Because not only did other teams come up, the Chiefs came down a little bit. So far, right now, at this moment, it is tight in the AFC West. But let's go over the deal. Tyreek Hill traded from the Chiefs to the Dolphins. He's a six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver. They net five draft picks. So they get the 29th overall in this draft. That's their first rounder, low-end first rounder. A second and a fourth in this draft. And next year, a fourth and a sixth. That's a big haul for a receiver that the Dolphins then have to turn around to pay. And what did they pay him? What was the extension? 4 years for Tyreek Hill, $120 million, but the real contract is $72.2 guaranteed. So you can cut him after 2 years, but you're going to pay $72.2 million, sources tell our very own Adam Schefter. Becomes fully guaranteed at the start of next league year. So, I mean, this is every – Tom Brady makes a decision. He unretires, and Aaron Rodgers stays put, but Russell Wilson gets traded, and Amari Cooper and Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill, and who's next? What does Tyreek Hill do for the Dolphins, Key?
Well, it gives him another speed threat. But in terms of moving the needle for me, man, it doesn't do a whole lot. I don't think that, you know, good for him. He got the money. I'm happy he got paid. He should get paid. But in terms of the team, I don't think it makes them anywhere near the Buffalo Bills, the New England Patriots, although they have beaten up on the New England Patriots a little bit under Brian Flores. But I think that changes with McDaniel now being the head coach. Tyreek Hill gives them another speed demon. There's no question about it. But you got a bunch of smallish receivers, right? you don't have any bigs. There are no big guys that's there. Their tight end is good. He's a big red zone target for him. Devontae Parker's a decent receiver. And then when you look at Jalen Waddle, you're going to take touches away from Jalen Waddle. His development will be somewhat hampered by this because when you make this type of commitment to a guy like Tyreek Hill, you now have to answer to the owner that you've convinced to put this money out there. Why is this guy only touching the football four or five times a game? I'm spending $72 million for this. Now you're looking up and excuses start to fall in place. You get to the sixth game, Jay and Max, they want to know, well, why isn't he effective? Now all of a sudden it puts pressure on Tua. So there's a lot to be seen here over the next couple of years. It'll be interesting to follow.
They got a couple of speed threats that are incredible. But, Jay, normally only quarterback moves affect odds, right? Mm-hmm. And you are a betting man, so I want you to weigh in on this one, right? Super Bowl, okay? Miami goes from 70-1 to 40-1. Mm. Almost cuts in half a receiver, right? Ooh. Now, we know this is set up to find out about Tua. And if not Tua, then they're going to move on. They're going to find out right now. They got him a left tackle. They got him an elite receiver. From 71 to 41, AFC, from 35 to 1 to 20 to 1. These are cutting almost in half. The division, the AFC East, from plus 675 to plus 400. I mean, okay, you may not think this moves the needle. Vegas thinks it. Not the Raiders. Las Vegas. The betting community thinks this moves the needle, Jay.
Key, Max, this puts so much pressure on Tua. And this is what I'm worried about because I root for Tua. A lot of people don't think Tua can be successful. Like you said, you get him arm set, you get him a left tackle. I think you overpay for Tyreek Hill, fine. Chris Greer, that's a decision you decided to make. Understand, a big splashy deal, we can talk about that later, whether it was the right deal for this team or not. I have a lot of people that said it wasn't. But my thing is, it's a make or break year for Tua now. And now it feels like, Key, it's almost the perfect setup. Because if Tua doesn't get them to the playoffs this year, if he doesn't have a solid year, you're looking at him, you're saying, with all the elite quarterbacks in this conference, he can't get us over the hump. And it feels like you're going to have to make a quick decision. Because now all the pieces seem to be there, and now it's like, hey, can you do it or can you not? Pressure either makes diamonds or bursts pipes.
He's under constant evaluation. There's no question about it. You bring in Tyreek Hill. It's going to be interesting because Tyreek Hill is one of the best receivers to ever do it in the National Football League. His resume speaks for itself when he's on the football field. But he certainly was with one of the best young quarterbacks to ever do it in Patrick Mahomes. So his frustration level when he's not getting the necessary touches at the level that he is used to can be problematic for a young quarterback. Andy Reid, along with Eric Bieniemy, was the primary play caller in Tyreek Hill's career. Now he's dealing with somebody totally different in terms of the play calling in Coach McDaniel, who is more run first base as a run coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. So we'll see what it turns out to be. I like it for Tyreek Hill. All the money that he got, I hate it for the Miami Dolphins.
You know, you bring up Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, Patrick Mahomes, and by the way, Travis Kelce, right? That's the environment that Tyreek Hill was operating in. To me, though, Tyreek Hill is the guy who was you can't account for him. He was like a secret weapon but there's nothing you could do. When they won the Super Bowl, you know, Mahomes drops 15 steps and throws a bomb and Tyreek Hill can do the rest, right? Like, he's not just a special teamsy guy. He can actually catch and run after catch and all those things. We don't know what Tyreek's going to look like away from Patrick Mahomes and Bieniemy and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. We also don't know what those guys are going to look like without Tyreek Hill. He's been there for the whole Chiefs run.
Yeah, Max, but I would bet on the Kansas City Chiefs to look more like Kansas City than Tyreek Hill to look more like Tyreek Hill with the Miami Dolphins. These type of trades for smaller receivers don't typically pan out when you move from one team to the next. And look, we're not talking about a Megatron, a Randy Moss type, big body type guy. We're talking about a special player that you have to have unique circumstances for him to be able to be his guy. Remember, I've always said he's in a special box. He's not considered a wide receiver.
Yeah, you put him like Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray in their
own
thing.
And you have to know what to do with him to get the value for him. And if you don't, then he's just another body running up and down the
Weapon
field.
Weapon X.
That's why it feels like it's perfectly set up for Tua to eventually be the fall guy.
If he can't get it done. A lot of people think, well, Tua has to show he can go over the top of the defense now. But although these guys can take it to the house, you know, Waddle and obviously Hill, wherever they touch it, I think the main thing, Jay, Tua's got to show he can read defenses quickly. He is accurate with the ball.
But, Max, this is what we were talking about before, how loaded the conference is.
Yeah.
And when you start getting to the point, like, we've had conversations on the show. Who will be left out that we will start looking at differently because they don't make it to the playoffs? You're going to have elite quarterbacks that don't make it to the playoffs. So if you're not elite and you don't make it to the playoffs and you're still being under question whether or not you're the guy for the team or not, that puts added pressure
on you. Guys, it's also the eyeball test. Like, Justin Herbert never been to the playoffs. He might not make it this year stacked as the AFC West is. But we'll just be like, hey, he needs something to prove. No one's going to move on from that dude. Tua does not hit the eyeball test like Mahomes and Herbert and these otherworldly talents. He's got to get it done. All right. We want to know from you. With everything going on in sports, is NFL breaking news in the offseason? is, should we be leading with that today, right? MLB's gearing up.
Sweet 16 today.
Sweet 16 today. NBA playoffs coming up. NFL dominating the headlines. Should it? 888-SAY-ESPN. Is this the thing that you want to know about? NFL breaking news in March. 888-729-3776. Much more on this trade in 20 minutes. We're going to reassess Bart Scott's comments that the Chiefs are not a top five team in the AFC. We're back in less than 2 minutes with a different kind of sizzle in Miami.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Guys, tempers flared on the Miami Heat bench in the second half of their 118-104 loss to the Warriors. Came after Golden State started the third quarter on a little run, 19-0 run. I ain't going to fly on a Spoelstra team or Pat Riley team, right? During a timeout, during that run, Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra had things to say to each other. Then Butler and Udonis Haslam. Udonis Haslam, not only still alive, but still in the NBA. He was one of my favorite players, man. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Still there. Exchanged words. Both eventually needing to be held back by teammates. Man, I swear, Haslam played in that Lakers-Knicks series in 69-70. I swear, Key, I'm positive. It was a second straight loss and the fourth in the past seven games for the Heat. Listen to Eric Spoelstra on what happened.
Everybody was wondering where the dinner plans were tonight after the game. It was pretty clear. Like, we have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked, and it's two straight games. We were not playing to the level that we wanted to play. And I would say virtually every single person in that huddle was pretty animated about our disappointment in how we were playing.
So what I've heard from some of my contacts down in South Florida is that this was about a defensive assignment that Jimmy Butler wasn't able to complete, barking back and forth. Udonis Haslam started to back Eric Spoelstra, Espo. And just, look, feelings kind of overpoured with frustration, with anger. They're also getting smacked to the Warriors without Stephen Curry and without Klay Thompson, by the way. Klay did not play in this game either. So, look, I'm okay when this stuff happens. This is how this team is built. Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, Udonis Haslam, P.J. Tucker, Bam Adebayo, guys who are willing to fight, scrape, and claw. And to be frank with you, that's the only way they're going to have a chance to come out of the East.
They fight with each other first, then they fight you.
Because they don't have, their talent isn't overwhelming. It has to be with their character and the way they defend every game.
You know what's interesting to me too, Key? Like, you saw that with the Nets last night too. Oh, they have Kyrie and KD and no Ja with the Grizzlies and get beat, right? Like, when you're down some pieces, you can rally, and the other team maybe gets overconfident.
It's so funny just looking at it, though. This sort of stuff happens in sports all the time. I had so many blow-ups on the sideline with teammates and coaches and teammates separating each other and getting into it. And I also saw the Lakers AD and Dwight Howard get into it earlier in the year. So this is normal for sports. Good entertainment, though.
Forgotten when it's over, right?
Great, too, when you see Kyle Lowry just get up and walk away like, I ain't messing with none of y'all, man. I'm not trying to be.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry got out of there.
The latest NFL blockbuster trade. The Kansas City Chiefs are sending Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins.
This is now the fastest wide receiver duo in NFL history.
I think the pressure is ramped up as high as you can put it onto a Tua Tagovailoa.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Guys, I got to tell you just real quick. I hate this trade of Mahomes. Of Tyreek Hill to Miami. And I'll tell you why. It has nothing to do with any of the particulars. One of my favorite TV shows is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's one of my favorite TV shows. Like Mahomes to Tyreek Hill with Travis Kelce there. That's one of my all-time favorite TV shows. It's over now. That's it. New cast, right? Like, can I just watch that a little bit more? Nope, all done. So, you know, anyway, that's my two cents. Marlon in Rochester. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I just like to say, you know, I told my friends a couple years ago that Patrick Mahomes is overrated. And I guarantee you, this year right here is going to really prove that I knew what I was talking about. He's overrated.
Marlon, how the hell is he overrated? The guy's been to the conference championship game. It feels like year after year after year after year. How are you saying this man is overrated? What are you on this morning?
He's hosted.
Like I said, Tyree really helped made Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, man, I got to get off this. Goodbye, man.
Explain it, Key. No, explain geez. It. Explain it.
Explain what? Explain
Tyreek. So for those who think Tyreek made Mahomes, why are they wrong?
Tyreek Hill made Patrick Mahomes? No, man, what are you talking about? Patrick Mahomes, to a degree, made Tyreek Hill. Getting him the football when he can catch it and go, not stopping and throwing it behind him. No, man, not a chance.
This is coming from a wide receiver. Think about this for a second. This is coming from Keyshawn Johnson telling you no. Patrick Mahomes, to a degree, made Tyreek Hill.
Patrick Mahomes' record is 50-13.
50-13 since he's been the starter, an MVP, multiple championship games, a Super Bowl. I mean, like, come on, stop. No. I can't listen to that.
Okay, of everyone on the offense, Key, who most made Patrick Mahomes? Who makes the offense go?
Travis Kelce makes the offense
more
go.
He made it go more. He was the key more than Tyreek Hill?
He's the key more than Tyreek Hill in their passing game. People think because of the snack, crackle, pop, and the splash plays, and the ooh-wee, and the television appointment that you said, Max, you have to have. It was a television show for you. You automatically look at Tyreek and go, wow. Travis Kelce is the bread and butter, though. He's the guy that's in there making the tough catches and doing some of the things as a tight end. Now, they're going to miss Tyreek Hill, but look, there was once a guy named DeAnthony Thomas that they drafted out of Oregon. He was supposed to be Tyreek Hill, but he had some off-the-field, kind of like some other stuff. They moved on from him when they got Tyreek Hill, who came in primarily as a kick return specialist. Then they slid him into the offense, and he started to develop. They had Andy Reid found DeSean Jackson and made DeSean Jackson the go-to guy in Philadelphia. He has a way of finding smaller-ish receivers that can go get it. Hartman's there. He ain't Tyreek Hill, but he'll slide into that role and do some of the same sort of things. And there's somebody in the draft that they got their eye on, that they're targeting. We just don't know who that is.
Nico in Connecticut. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
What up, Nico? Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing this morning? I was just wondering what you guys think about, you know, we're getting McDaniel, and he could do some of the same things he did with Deebo Samuels, with Tyreek Hill. And we do have a guy on the outside that could open it up deep, and a guy in the middle, Gesicki. He's not Kelce, but he's good. He's a good tight end, and he could do some things. And if Tua doesn't step up, we do have Teddy Bridgewater, and I'm very confident in him.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater is not a vertical stretch guy like a Patrick Mahomes, though. His deep ball has always been in question. Very precise, but he's an underneath guy. He's a dink and dunk guy. If you go back to New Orleans, that was one of the big question marks about him in New Orleans as well as Carolina, about being able to push the ball down the field, something that he was not able to do. They kept it nice and simple. Everything was in front of him. He's still a quality quarterback. It wouldn't be a surprise if he wind up being a starter midway through the year for the Miami Dolphins. And, yes, Gesicki's there as a tight end. He's no Kelce. But you got a lot of speed that you need to utilize, and I don't know how they're going to be able to do it in Miami. I just don't.
Speed doesn't necessarily mean you have to go over the top. You can do a lot of things with speed. And by the way, McDaniel, who was his quarterback, and so far as he coached, it, you know, who's out there, who could be traded, key, that could happen when? Like, if Jimmy G is going to be available, when could they acquire someone like Jimmy G in the event that Tua is not panning out?
Yeah, it could happen, Jay and Max, but you are you going to go for Jimmy G on draft day, even though you got Teddy Bridgewater? What do you do with Teddy Bridgewater? Do you send him? Do you send him back to San Francisco?
Bingo.
In the trade? I don't know.
Hey, if you're going to start Trey Lance, if you're going to start Trey Lance, Bridgewater's a perfect kind of backup. No controversy, steady Eddie. You know, the whole thing. He's not going to take Trey Lance's job, but he's there. You know.
Can I see, does Jimmy G get you over the hump in the AFC with the Miami Dolphins? Is that
it with McDaniel and those weapons?
It just seems more like a parallel move. It doesn't seem like an upgrade.
See, I don't know McDaniel. Only thing I know about McDaniel in the history and what he has been, he's the run game coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. This is a pass situation now. I don't know where he's at in the passing world. I don't know his mindset. People seem to think that he's a bright head coach, young head coach, on the Shanahan tree, been around them everywhere they've gone. Doesn't mean that he's going to be the same.
Well, that's
so you
right.
got to watch that as well.
Yeah, if you can't go over the top of the offense, if Tua doesn't have the arm, get ready for some jet sweeps, boy. Get ready for some stuff.
Yeah, but you're only going to be able to run those a handful
so
of times.
So much. Yep,
JR exactly. and Cincy, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, JR?
What's going on,
JR? Hey, listen, this Tua thing, to me, how would you spend money on somebody that's supposed to turn over your club to a better team and then bring in more players, spend more money to make him feel better and make him look good in the field? That's a total joke to me. The Dolphins have always been bad, and I think they always will be. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
I know it could feel that way to Dolphins fans, but I don't see that. Dolphins look like they're making some moves.
I can't wait to break this down even more, because I think when people get a chance to hear us break down how the move was made and who internally is moving the needle with inside the Dolphins organization, Mr. Drew Rosenhaus, that's going to be the conversation you guys want to hear.
Also, Jets fans like our producer Evan are offended when someone says, hey, the Dolphins are never going to be any good. Evan's sitting there going, you want to talk about a team that's never going to be any good? Don't tell me Dolphins. Right or wrong, Evan?
All accurate. Also, I'm just mad today because I thought the Jets were getting Tyreek Hill.
No. I
thought I was coming to work today to talk about the Jets getting Tyreek Hill to pair with the cannon of an arm that Zach Wilson has. When I walked out the building yesterday after the show, I thought 100% I would come back today and the Jets would be getting Tyreek Hill. And now I'm just sad.
Tyreek Hill and Zach Wilson just don't go together.
Know what's so crazy, Max? Before we move on real quick. The Miami Dolphins acquired Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs in the same conference. The Kansas City Chiefs were willing to let him go. What does that tell you they believe in what they feel about Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, especially when it's predicated on speed. The legs don't last forever. You heard it. Marlon told us Patrick Mahomes is overrated. While that's ridiculous, is his team now overrated?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Tyreek
swag is why they hate me.
That's all y'all know.
Man, what are you doing?
He can't guard me.
Cause we're unstoppable, baby. Unstoppable, yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. It is time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. The Chiefs trade Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, guys. Why did they feel comfortable doing this deal? Was Bart Scott right? Are the Chiefs going to take a step back? Are they still a top five team in the AFC? Key? They traded the dude in the conference. You keep beating me in the head with, you can't trade him in the conference. To me, man, don't be scared. Trade him in the conference.
I beat you in the head because I want you to understand, when you trade somebody within the conference, that's because you're not afraid of him and you're not worried about him and you think you can replace him and it doesn't help the team that you traded him to and you get a large thing in return. When you're afraid of a guy, you trade him outside the conference because you don't want to deal with him.
So that's the point, right? They're not sweating. They're not sweating Tyreek in the AFC South on the Dolphins with Tua. Apparently, apparently that's what's going on. Kansas City was a -175 favorite to win the division before Russell Wilson was traded to the division. So think about this: Kansas City sitting in the catbird seat as always, right? They're in pole position. Everything's good. They're the favorites. Now Russell Wilson gets traded to the division. Now the Broncos are coming up in the world. Quarterbacks move odds. They were the second biggest favorites to win any division at that point behind Buffalo. It was -240. Now they're +175 to win the division. So they're still favored, but they have the longest odds of any current division favorite, meaning the division is the most wide open according to the odds in the entire NFL. Should it be that way? Okay.
It makes sense, right, Jay? I mean, it makes sense. I mean, the division got a little better. The conference got better. So you would naturally think when you remove somebody like Tyreek Hill from the equation, the team gets slightly weaker.
Hear this basketball example. So, and I kind of look at Kansas City in a similar way. And I'm not saying that these players are similar. I'm just saying the collective of how they operate. So Golden State, one of the things I paid attention to this year is if Steph is out, they're different, obviously. That's like Patrick Mahomes, right? But if Draymond's out, they're a different team. It doesn't necessarily work the same way. If Klay is out, it doesn't necessarily work the same way. And I know that you can plug and play with somebody else that maybe has similar capabilities from a utility perspective, like a Tyreek Hill. But Tyreek Hill is very special. We have talked about him so many times on the show. He is one of one. It just feels like his ability to take the top off the defense and his ability to make plays feels to me like that's a huge loss. Now, it's not saying they can't recoup a part of that, but do they ever get back to conference championship, Super Bowl contending right away?
Yeah,
at the level
they
would have been at? No, I don't think
Key,
so.
I want to throw this to you based on what Jay just said.
It's continuity.
Because I hear what you're saying. Travis Kelce's the dude that makes it go. But let me continue that analogy with the Golden State Warriors. So I always think Dre is the second most important guy on that team after Steph, right? And then Klay. Because you can get a guy to do, you can approximate what, like a guy like Danny Green can 3-and-D. But Key, there's a big difference between Danny Green, and he's excellent, and Klay Thompson. You know, you can get a guy to approximate, do some of the stuff that Tyreek does, but isn't he different than just a speed guy, Key?
Oh, no question he's different. But the philosophy and the mindset of Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs is we can get other guys to plug and play and do some of those same things and be effective. It just look at the record when Tyreek Hill is out of the lineup since Patrick Mahomes. He's 4-2, okay? They're 4-2 without him in the lineup. They look at all of those sort of analytics and help them making a determination on whether or not they can survive without Tyreek Hill. I think that they can. I think that they understand that they can go find another type of Tyreek Hill. May not be the cheetah, may be just a different form of cat, but he'd still be effective.
But, Key, we talked about this yesterday and the day before that. Look at Aaron Rodgers' record when Devontae Adams is not on the field. We're like, oh, it's a good record. But, like, we're not believing that because we know what 17 brings to the field. And I almost feel like it's the same thing with Tyreek Hill. I just think his capabilities are so damn unique. I think it's a bigger loss than just we can fit somebody in. We are also having questions this past year about Mecole Hardman. Is he a legit third option? Like,
well, look, check this out. Chiefs with and without Tyreek. With Tyreek, 68-23. So that's almost exactly a 3-1 ratio. They're winning 3 out of the 3-1 ratio. They're winning 3 out of every 4 games they play. It's almost exact, right? Because 23 times 3 would be 69, and they have 68 wins. Without him, it's a small sample size. They're 4-2. That's a very small sample size. It may not mean anything. It's a 2-1 ratio, though. So, but like that number is so large. The sample with Tyreek, they go 3-1 every 4 games with Tyreek Hill. That's a lot to ask he to do without him.
But that quarterback has been there. That head coach has been there. That tight end has been there. I think we like Tyreek Hill. He's one of my favorite players in the National Football League. But I also look at what they can do with those draft picks. Who's in this year's draft? Can they get Chris Olave, a speed demon out of Ohio State, a guy that can pick him up and put him down? Can they get the guy out of Arkansas? I mean, so you got to remember, it ain't all about the first round. There's guys in the second and third and the fourth round where they found Tyreek Hill at that they feel they can go out and get a guy to duplicate some of the same things within the principles of their offense that they want to run.
So along those lines, Evan, do we have that sound? Yep, okay. Adam Teicher, ESPN Chiefs reporter, listen to how he says the Chiefs replace Tyreek Hill.
Keep an eye on the Chiefs in the draft as they look to find a replacement for Tyreek Hill as their number one wide receiver. The Chiefs have 2 picks in each of the first 4 rounds, giving them the ability to go up and get a wide receiver near the top of the draft if they so choose. One intriguing possibility is Alabama's Jameson Williams, who tore his ACL in last season's national championship game. The 2 top wide receivers currently on the roster are the recently signed Juju Smith-Schuster and Mecole Hardman. Both will also figure in the plan to replace Hill, and it may take multiple players for the Chiefs to adequately cover for Hill's wide range of skills.
And that's how you do it. And that's okay. We're just so used to seeing Tyreek Hill be the main ingredient to the entree. That's what we're used to seeing, but it doesn't mean that you can't get that same meal using different spices.
Well, I think it requires a lot of people to step up, but there is something too, Key, to say about continuity, about familiarity with being the guy in those type of positions. And I don't think that's something that's easily replaced, even with the multitude of guys, even with a guy like Chris Olave, who you know I love as a Buckeye fan. But the ability for a rookie to come into the league and adjust to different schemes, to the physicality of the game, we all know that takes time.
It's crazy.
Well, rookies nowadays flourish in the National Football League at the receiver position because it's much like high school basketball, Jay, in the AAU circuit. In football, they start off at the 7-on-7 level, then they move into college, and then they go to the pros. So their skill sets are totally different. As you can see, take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals and what Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and that group has been able to do. Or you look at Justin Jefferson, what he's been able to do. Or you look at Smith at the Philadelphia Eagles, what he's been able to do. You look at Waddle in the Miami Dolphins, what he's been able to do. So it's a totally different situation than it was 20, 30 years ago for wide receivers in the National Football League making that adjustment.
I'm willing to believe, Key, if Travis Kelce's the key of the non-Mahomes players on offense, right? Of the skills positions, non-Mahomes players on offense. Travis Kelce's the key. But to my eyes, that's right. You know me. Pro day impresses me. That's right. I'll take the cheese every time. Ooh, that looks good.
T-shirt All-Americans, Max signing up for him.
No doubt. You got my number. You show me some fast twitchies, I'm in, right? Spectacular. But I'll tell you what, man. Emotionally, you will not be able to convince me. Intellectually, maybe. When I have seen Tyreek Hill with Patrick Mahomes, I've seen something different. And Key,
yes,
we simply haven't seen Patrick Mahomes other than 6 games in 4 years. What he's going to look like without Tyreek, and somewhere in my brain or heart or gut or wherever, it's like, am I sure Patrick Mahomes can make that magic. Like, they have hosted, they haven't just been good, they've hosted four consecutive AFC championship games. Four. Am I sure Mahomes will still be Mahomes?
Yeah, I'm very sure. I trust in Big Red. I think Andy Reid knows what he's doing, Max. I really honestly do. I look at the position of Tyreek Hill. Can Tyreek Hill be what the Dolphins think he could be without Patrick Mahomes? That's more of a question mark for me than the other way around, if Patrick Mahomes can be what we know he could be without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, and I know the Chargers have the second best odds to win a division, and I would still give this slight edge to the Chiefs because I trust in Andy Reid more than I trust in Brandon Staley, seeing the way he utilized analytics and managed the clock last season.
We have Mike Tannenbaum coming up in about a half hour. And I just got to say, we're going to get into it with him, but when I was a kid, if you had Montana and Rice, I'm not comparing anyone to Jerry Rice or saying someone's as good as Jerry. I'm just saying, like, Deshaun Watson had DeAndre Hopkins. That was a – like, DeAndre Hopkins in his prime, traded. Aaron Rodgers had Devontae Adams.
Bill O'Brien did not. That was different.
There may be reasons. Devontae Adams, gone, right? Patrick Mahomes had Tyreek Hill. Now he doesn't. These dudes are all in their 20s when this is happening. It's like, just from a fan's point of view, I understand there are reasons for it. I want to see Patrick Mahomes throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. I like watching Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. I enjoyed that. You know what I mean? It's gone. It's over.
Will you enjoy Mecole Hardman in Patrick Mahomes? Because maybe Mecole Hardman gets more opportunities now and he becomes a different player because of that. I mean, you look, he's not a bum by no stretch of imagination. I want to see what he can do without Tyreek Hill on the field now. Can he assume that sort of kind of role to a degree? I know he had some disappointments in the past where people felt like, oh, well, he's the third guy. He's not stepping up. He's not taking over. But now if you slide him into that role, does he all of a sudden become something different?
That is the upside for sure. I mean, the excitement in the NFL now in the offseason, there's so much player movement. But I'm just saying, and I'm all for it. It's exciting. I just hate it when a combination I love that's still firing on all cylinders gets broken up. Because, like, whatever they did is in the history books now. It's done. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. Diana Russini is here giving the Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. What's going on, Diana?
What up,
Good morning.
Get over it, Max. Get over it.
You're heartless.
Patrick Mahomes can make anyone shine. That's what makes him so special. He is only 26 years old. I think what the Chiefs did with trading away Tyreek Hill was a smart move for the future for a few reasons. One, it tells you Andy Reid's not going anywhere, right? If Andy Reid was going to retire, he would have kept Tyreek Hill for one more year.
Good point.
Okay, so that's one. Two, I think that this is smart from a financial standpoint. And this wide receiver class coming up here, I think, look, there's no Tyreek Hill in this receiver class coming up. We know that. But I think that the Chiefs are looking at their offense and they're doing what we've seen Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots do over the years. They move on from guys that are going to cost too much and figure out other places to fill those holes, especially when you have a quarterback who can play at the level we've seen Patrick Mahomes play.
I hear you. No, I mean, those are the reasons you make the deal. It's just, personally, I enjoyed that TV show. And that TV show, that particular one, new cast. That one's over. They replaced Lionel or whoever. Like, they replaced, what are the other shows where they had two different actors playing the same role? And I like the first guy better than the second guy. Come on. Jeffersons were never the same with the second Lionel.
Max J didn't know that, though.
Yeah, I didn't.
Really?
No, he did not know that.
Oh, wow. I'm old.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Key, who was the better Lionel?
The first Lionel was the better Lionel.
No doubt. That's what I'm saying.
It took away Lionel.
His hair wasn't quite as thick.
The original cast of any show, I agree with you. It's always better because it almost feels strange, weird, uncomfortable when they try to replace those characters.
And
remember
pretend
the Fresh
the
Prince? There was like 17 different wives, right, and sisters. It was like, why do we change that? I mean, there's always reasons why, but you always tend to be drawn to the original cast no matter what.
Always comes down to money.
That it does. That it does.
We've been talking a lot about the Chiefs. Still the best team in the AFC West?
I do. I agree. Yes. I think they are. You didn't say that.
Why?
I'm just agreeing with my own
head. No, I agree with you, but so, you know,
I'm glad you. Not a lot of people have that opinion right now that they believe that the Chiefs are still the best team, because I made the mistake of last year. I do this every year, and I don't forget either, where I will doubt a quarterback, like, for example, Tom Brady 2 years ago. I was like, he's not even going to make the playoffs. New offense. Bruce Arians, too loose for him. Ain't going to work. Guess what? They won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes last year, I don't know. Patrick doesn't look the same. He is forcing plays. He is doing too much. Chiefs are done. Look at the Chiefs. They recover. They go in this win streak. And, you know, look, the Bengals were fantastic. Little lightning in the bottle last postseason there. It worked out for them. But we both know that the Chiefs were just a few plays away from making the Super Bowl once again. I'm not doubting Patrick Mahomes. I think
100%.
We get – it's just like in every sport, Jay, where you have greatness – And sometimes you get tired of the greatness. You just get used to it after a while. Let's not get used to Patrick Mahomes, because we need to appreciate how good of a quarterback he is, which is why I will not doubt him next season.
You know what you're used to, Diana Rossini?
Yeah.
I heard you yesterday in the AFC top five list conversation. Are you believing in Ryan Tannehill that you are putting the Titans in the top five of the conference? Is this what we're doing?
When I was just making my point about the Bengals having a little lightning in the bottle, I actually was – thinking about that game in Nashville when Ryan Tannehill threw three interceptions, and it was awful. I mean, that was one of the worst games I covered all season long in terms of the Titans, and just seeing them fall apart on the shoulders of Ryan Tannehill. I don't think that happens next season. I don't think they're going to be in that type of situation. The last time I checked, Derrick Henry's still on this roster. Their defense has been improved. They've made the postseason 3 years in a row. They're a team you cannot doubt. That culture there, what they build, and it obviously starts with John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, right? They're always sort of leading the pack. There is a clear identity in Nashville, and it's very difficult to doubt that they're just going to show up this season and be flat.
Yeah, and jump back to the Kansas City thing here, Diana. I think that they are the class of the AFC West, no question about it. They will not be the high-octane offense that we've seen them in the past. They will be more methodical, just kind of doing the things that they need to do to win football games. So it will look different, but they still will probably win that division. And as far as Tennessee goes, I agree with you. I think that they have Derrick Henry to lean on. They'll take that football out of Ryan Tannehill's hands because of what happened in the playoffs. And they certainly, if Robert Woods can help them mid-year, that's a big boost for them. They're moving on from Julio Jones. They'll draft somebody. I think Tennessee getting better on defense certainly will challenge everybody in AFC.
Diana, are you ready for a lightning round version of Hot News or Not News?
I love – you guys are coming at me today. Let's go.
That's right. Well, you're bringing it. All right, ready for this? Hot News or Not News? Ahem. The impact of the Tyreek Hill extension for Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown, and DK Metcalf. Hot News or Not News?
I think it's hot news only because these guys are sitting there going, oh, I want to be paid, and they're going to – have to be paid. You know A.J. Brown's sitting there watching all this, like, they're going to have to pay up.
Ka-ching.
Stephon Diggs, too, right? He's sitting there like, come on, Brandon Bean, let's get this moving.
You know why it's not hot news to me? It is not news at all? Because they got to pay him.
Yep.
And everybody knows it. Even the receivers, we sit back and we just go, okay, we're next.
But the market's going up.
Key, you know what I love? Devontae Adams is the highest paid receiver for like four days. Like, not even. And Tyreek Hill comes in here. It's incredible. And Key, just think about this. If Bill O'Brien doesn't trade DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona and Arizona winds up paying him $27 million, I don't think – it's like a butterfly effect. I don't think all these moves go down. I think Devontae Adams is still in Green Bay. Perhaps Tyreek Hill's still in Kansas City. That move changed the
Amari
market.
Amari Cooper move looking pretty good right now.
Exactly.
Trade, yes. Good thing to trade for a receiver and give him a deal, you know, 2 weeks ago. Bobby Wagner remains a free agent. Hot news or not news?
Not news. I think the hot news would be if he joined the L.A. Rams. It's a team that he's going to be visiting, according to some sources I spoke to. The fact that the Rams have been open about it, too. They've done work on him. And again, it's like, how are they able to get this money? But they got some, and they're not going to. It's not going to be a big contract, so they can afford it.
kick the can down the road, Diana. That's all the Rams do. It's not news. Bobby Wagner will land somewhere. I wouldn't be shocked if he land back in Seattle on a cheap deal.
Hot news. We don't believe in salary caps on KJM.
Well, we're going to get into that in the next hour. We have a little less than a minute here, Diana. Dak Prescott says the Cowboys roster building isn't done. Is that hot news or not news?
That's not news. Because I think he's right. I think they still are going to go in the draft here and pick up some players, get a pass rusher, and there's still work to be done.
Not news at all, the draft and the June 1 cuts.
Diana, where do you have the Cowboys in NFC right now if you had to rank them?
In three or four.
Three or four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Real quick, one more. Malcolm Butler signs back with the Patriots. Hot news or not news?
Not news. I don't think Malcolm Butler's the same type of player that we've seen him from years past, but, you know, why not go back to a place where he was comfortable and knows the offense? I just want to know why he didn't play in that one Super Bowl. If someone could just tell me the answer.
Yeah, that's the hot news to me, is the way it ended, and he goes back. That's the hot part of it.
Belichick was daring Foles to beat him through the air, I think.
Forgiveness is a strong quality.
Mm.
Thank you, Diana Russini. Why the Dolphins are still in position for another big trade. That's next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.